Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, it's me, and I want to thank everyone at the Oasis Podcast. As you were.
Hello and welcome back to the Oasis Podcast, the ultimate audio guide to Oasis. And today we're not going to be talking about any politics or COVID or any of that stuff. We're going to be talking about a song that came out in 1997, because today we're talking about Don't Go Away. I'm not going to be doing much talking today. I love it. It's one of those where we've had loads of responses, including a really, really detailed breakdown from our good friend Ryan Harvey, who's got a few other bits and pieces to tell us about. And a couple of other ones as well that are really good. So we're going to be hearing from lots of other people. If you want to get involved talking about Don't Go Away, then do feel free, and we can always drop it into a later episode. No other real news to report. Liam Gallagher's been tweeting about football. I think that was about it. I don't think there's anything too exciting, really. So there we go. All right. Without further ado, let me cross over now to this is me talking about Don't Go Away on my recent appearance on a podcast called Ranking the Beatles. It's a podcast where they have gone through and ranked all the Beatles songs from the least favourite to their favourite. And I jumped on to discuss Little Child. But as well as that, I mean, that was probably 20 minutes of about an hour conversation. There was a lot of discussions about Oasis and the podcast and how I got into it, and a bit of behind the scenes stuff as well. So that is definitely worth checking out. But we also, in that conversation, touched on Don't Go Away. And I gave my thoughts on it. So it's a story I've probably told in the podcast before. So rather than just blab it out again here, here's me on Ranking the Beatles telling my story about first hearing about and listening to Don't Go Away, which is one of my favourite all-time Oasis songs. Because I think it'll probably be the biggest sort of vote, you know, biggest ranking or vote experiment of its nature, I would have thought. So yeah, we'll see.
That's fine.
Champagne Supernova winning so far, but we got Don't Go Away and Don't Look Back in Anger coming up next. So we'll see what happens.
Don't Go Away is still like top three Oasis tunes for me. I adore that song. Absolutely. And of course, I love Don't Look Back in Anger, but there's always been something about Don't Go Away for me ever since Be Here Now came out. I was like, that song is just brilliant. I love that song.
Yeah. I've told the story on my podcast before, but I'd decided Don't Go Away was my favorite song before I'd heard the song. And it was because there was, you know, like Q Magazine or you know, Rolling Stone, I'm sure as well, would do reviews of albums before you could hear them. Mm-hmm. And I was on, this is summer of 97, so I'm 17. I was on holiday with my family, and a friend of mine came on holiday. And so we had like the Q Magazine reviewing Be Here Now before Be Here Now had come out. Mm. So, you know, just devouring this review and like everything about it. And I remember it now that the review of Don't Go Away said Bacharach style horns and a shimmering coda. I'm just like, ooh, shimmering coda.
Shimmering
coda. Anything that's got a shimmering coda is right. That's my favorite song. And then when I got back to the UK, my other bandmates basically, they played four of the Be Here Now songs on the evening session on Radio 1, and Don't Go Away was one of them. and I can physically, it's one of the most visceral experiences ever hearing a song for me. Like, I remember sitting on my sofa with my friends there and they'd recorded it and like, listen to this one. And then when that sort of the first chorus hits in, when it just hits Don't Go Away for the first time, I'm
so don't go away, say what you say, say that to stay forever and a day in the time of my life, cause I need more time, yes I need more time just to make things
like that. Visibly swooned, but anyway, there you go. Enough Oasis chat.
We'll circle back to it. We'll circle back, I'm sure.
So yeah, that was my chat with Ranking the Beatles. Make sure you check those guys out at Ranking Beatles on Twitter and at Ranking the Beatles on Instagram. And obviously the podcast is just under that name wherever you find podcasts. Really, as I say, really, really interesting one. Covers quite a lot of topics, so definitely give them a listen. Right, let's pass over now to our friend Ryan Harvey. Now, Ryan, you've heard from on here quite a bit. He's done quite a few bits and pieces for A to Z's and various things. So it's good to hear from him again here, and we've got a really, really good breakdown. So take it away, Ryan.
This one's called Don't Go Away.
Hi JC, this is Ryan Harvey at the Harvey Boys with a breakdown and looking at the different versions of Don't Go Away.
Ant's guitar tutorials, I'll give a shout out on YouTube. He's amazing. The way he goes into it, he's criminal. He doesn't have more subscribers really. So give him a shout if you want to go through this. He does the full breakdown of the guitar solos and the chords. So
hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're checking out another Oasis classic. This is Don't Go Away from the controversial Be Here Now album.
So he walked you through everything really clearly, and his videos are great. So Ant's guitar tutorials on YouTube. So on the chords, similar to Slide Away in the sound and the chords, etc. So in terms of the structure of the song, just a few more chords going on in A minor. On the actual recording, when Noel plays acoustically, you have he's playing around a bit more with the chords than he does typically. I think a lot of their stuff is sort of straightforward chords, but here he's doing a lot more seventh chord, suspended chord in the verse at least, and then the chorus goes into sort of a major approach. But yeah, the things that I've just got my little crappy guitar here, no expense spared. We start with A minor, A minor 7, G sus 4, holding the sort of suspended, and then the F. It's calling my mind. There's nice little D minor 7th, back to the F. So it's sort of just changing one finger there. It's quite a nice shift between an F and a D minor chord, but that gives it a nice subtlety. So that's kind of what the verses do, and then they just alternate between that.
I wanna be there when you're coming down.
And this is the bridge.
So don't go away.
And then that big chorus transition by Noel, the usual thing. The G to C, usual thing. And then walking down,
say that you stay forever.
Yeah, the usual major to minor walk down. And then the other bit is the middle eight at the end. So me and you, what's going on? Just to make things right. And it goes into the sort of Don't Look Back in Anger bridge chord, so the F, F minor, C. So,
me and you, what's going on?
That's sort of,
so I start a revolution from
sort of thing. But yeah, really nice middle eight to break it up, especially the song's so long. And then it goes into very similar Don't Look Back in Anger style solos on that bit. That that kind of thing. So yeah, a mix of Slide Away and Dollar Back in Anger in terms of composition, I think. Not saying that in a negative way, but that's what you can draw the parallels to. And very much Noel's typical guitar solos here, nothing revolutionary. So the usual pentatonic that he was so comfortable with and sort of applied to a vast majority of the song. So yeah, on the live versions, he does a bit more kind of twiddling around with the chords, which is, yeah, so it's less typical. So, which we'll play a bit more of later. And then let's touch the controversial topic quickly. So we have Be Here Now song, but the song originated around 93, and it's known that it's strong influence from the Real People Feel the Pain record, which covered on the podcast here in episode 33 with Chris Griffiths from the Real People. So we touched on there that the chorus is lifted from that song on this Marshmallow Lane EP, which I think was unreleased, which is how they sort of got away with it. Let us have a bit of that. So let's just have that clip of JC and Chris Griffiths talking about that. Didn't give the credit to the Real People, and that was a court case. Chris talks about here how it was, you know, basically settled because they couldn't afford to pursue it from a legal point of view. So Noel kind of got his way there.
You know, and when did you first hear that?
I first heard that because Feel the Pain was on Marshmallow Lane, so he's obviously been listening to that. I first heard that it was on the second album, wasn't it?
It was on the third album. It was on Be Here Now.
And I was actually listening to the album the day it came out in my ex-manager's recording studio. I just heard it, don't go away, that you'll stay. And I went, goodbye fucking song, there's no exaggeration. I punched the hole in the seal. I threw a hole in the actual seal. No, it's still there now, it was in the Art Pink Museum, the Art Studio.
So he basically goes on to say that that and Rocking Chair and Columbia. So I think he gets credit on one of them. I think it was Rocket Chair, but they ultimately took a settlement, a small settlement, which he regrets. So in terms of versions, we have in the re-release of 2016, Be Here Now, we got the demo, the Mustique demo. It's pretty much the same as the final recorded version of the song, just with Noel singing and the lower quality. We'll have a bit of that. Yeah, just a basic drum track, I guess. But ultimately, the structure and the song is pretty much the same. Then we're on to live versions. I initially thought there wouldn't be that many of these, but once you start digging the YouTube rabbit hole, you can find quite a few. So we've got the one everybody is most familiar with, or at least on the listeners of this podcast, will be the live GMEX gig from 97, from December, I think, 14, 97. The one that was broadcast on MTV live. I remember that well. I think I went to the night before. And yeah, everyone just universally praises Liam's voice in this one. And the one thing is the outro, the way they finish the song on the live version is the kind of Noel doing the just on the last three chords, the C moving down to the A minor, just picking around with Alan White changing to the kind of military thing like he does at the end of Champagne Supernova. So have a bit of that. At the end of this one is where we also get one of these.
How about a big boo for Man United? What an us. Who the fuck are Man United? Who the fuck are Man United? Boo! Fucking everybody in Finland's going to be wondering what the fuck's all that about, but never mind.
So then I've pulled up we have the TV, so the US tour in 98, that we then get a few TV versions. The first one we've got is, I think, the Jay Leno show. Noel's using the Union Jack guitar first. It's one of the few times we see that, other than the Main Road gig, and I think it was used on the tour, but there's not many other videos of those tours in 96, I guess. But here he's using the Union Jack guitar, so whether that was just because they were on US TV and he wanted to give that nod to back home, not sure. Because otherwise, I don't think tended to favour it, apart from for the visual aspect. Jay Leno version here, and the only one, this one, is you can specifically see Paul Strange Boy Stacey, who went on to work on Standing on Shoulder Giants album, I think. He was touring with them and doing what you can see here, he's doing strings on the keyboard. So you've got Micro doing the usual keyboard spot that we see. But this is a seventh person in the band that we didn't normally see on stage. So this is Paul Stacey doing that. You can hear him doing sort of strings. So you've got Micro doing the piano chords. But the better version, the David Letterman version, Jay Leno was 98, but this is 97. Letterman, if you remember, that was the one where in the previous Morning Glory tour that Scott McLeod had left, and therefore they had to go on as a three-piece, which was an amazing video performance with Bonehead on the bass. But everybody's here on this one, and it's a really super performance, and Liam's voice much better this one than the Jay Leno.
Their new CD is Be Here Now. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back, Oasis.
The end, David Letterman has a dig at them about not smiling, because they pretty much all don't smile, especially Noel at the end, glaring down the camera, just not, no expression, just menacing almost, probably bored. Letterman just does his usual little dig on that at the end.
Paul, do me a favor after the show, speak to Oasis, will you? Talk to them a little bit.
What? Too loud?
No, about their attitude.
Oh, I'm the man to do that.
Yeah, I think people want to see a nice big smile.
Oh, I think.
Yeah, so last time he had a dig at them about the fact they didn't steal anything, and this time he's having a dig at them, not smiling, but just his style, I guess. So the other gigs from the Be Here Now tour on 97, so Earl's Court, Wembley, the Den Bosch audio, which is an amazing bootleg. It was probably one of the best bootlegs audio quality. Don't Go Away isn't played on those. Don't worry, there's all Magic Pie is always there, and all 15 minutes of fading out and things like that. But yeah, they Don't Go Away is one of the ones they looks like they dropped. So it was in the G-Max, but on the other ones that I could look at, it wasn't played. On those US TV live versions, they shortened it by dropping the middle 8 bits. So Me and You, What's Going On, and they dropped that section out just to make it 3 or 4 minutes. Okay, there was also another one, US TV live at the Keenan Ivory Wine Show. Never heard of it, but nothing to write home there. Wasn't as good. So then we get onto the Noel acoustic versions. Live at the Budokan in Japan, Budokan Hall in 97. So it looks like at some point Noel started doing an acoustic set in the Be Here Now tour. Perhaps Liam's voice is struggling, because obviously there were long gigs with long versions of Champagne Supernova fading out. So at some point on the US and Japanese, the international tours, it looks like Noel was doing an acoustic set. And it Don't Go Away is one of the ones he does there. I think also Talk Tonight, he does, and Slide Away. So there's a Budokan Hall one. The audio on this one is super. So that's, and it's also a close-up. So it looks like it's shot properly. And the crowd's going crazy on being a Japanese crowd. You can hear his little twiddling that he does on this.
Time. 'Cause I need more time.
One of the most common ones people share online is the Chicago 98 Noel, again, in the acoustic set in the Rosemont Horizon on January 17th, 98. So this is where he did basically Slide Away and Talk Tonight. So Slide Away, you're pretty much exactly the same, especially in this kind of acoustic solo way. Let's have a bit of that.
Because all we seem to know is how to show the feelings that are wrong. So don't go away, say what you say, but say that you say.
Acoustic gig MTV 98. So again, Noel doing acoustic solo there.
This would be more time just to make things right. You know, I need more time just to make things right. So don't go away.
That's it, and they didn't play it on the other tours. The main one it comes back is the Teenage Cancer Trust gig in 2006. So 2006 was when Noel was doing his solo tour with Gem, or not solo, but sort of trio tour with Gem, Terry Kirkbride, is it, and on the drums, just doing the snare and tambourine, you know, this little sort of acoustic trio, and Gem doing, yeah, so the guitar parts and keyboards, etc. So that sort of tour around the world that they did on, they didn't do Don't Go Away on those, on the tours that I know of. So it seemed to be just for this Teenage Cancer Trust one, but they did. And I think this is on one of the CDs. Is it the Dreams We Have as Children CD? I didn't double fact check that, but I'm pretty sure that's what it is. So it's on that CD that was, I think, released with a newspaper or something like that. But it is on iTunes and things to get. But there is actual fan video of this, which is really good. And you can hear, and they've got the full, well, not full orchestra, but lots of strings and cellos and things. You can hear the build up to the chorus with the strings here is great. And you've got Gem doing his, you know, just accompaniment with a guitar, electric guitar as well. Got the choir, that choir on there that they were using in the later tours as well. I think it's better audio than that, but that's, I think that is probably the one of the best versions, apart from obviously electric live versions of GMX. I think if you were going to point someone to a version, probably that one. So on that, it's interesting to note, so Noel, again, on those tours, he pretty much made the songs easier to play on acoustic. So the same he did with Slide Away, so down half step with a capo, it just makes it very simple to play. So start with the E minor shape. Yeah, and it's the same as he did with Slide Away on the. So again, Slide Away sounds almost identical when played later. So Slide Away. Give it all you got. Sorry, I haven't got a capo with me, so that was difficult. But yeah, so he's playing it differently on that version. He's gone back to the sort of standard chord shapes that he uses for, you know, whatever, Wonderwall and things in those versions. So I think that was it for versions. I don't think either of them have, Liam or Noel, have played Don't Go Away in their solo careers. Sure, JC can correct that if it's wrong. The only other thing was cover versions. I did a quick look, one by Maroon 5 in 2004, where they mixed it with the Sweetest Goodbye song. Let's have a bit of that.
Say that you'll stay.
Yeah, that's enough for that. And then this Kate Rusby, who is a UK folk singer, I think, and she performed on Radio 2. So yeah, if that style, you know, floats your boat. Personally, Be Here Now is my album, so it's just another one of those songs that gives me the feels, and also learn the whole thing on electric guitar, all the solos and things in the sort of year following So I would say four out of, I'm not sure what I said on the online, but I would say four out of five. It's just not one that I, if someone says top 10, I don't think it would be in there. Others would come ahead of it. Okay, thanks. And yeah, see you again, probably for Don't Look Back in Anger. I'm guessing that's next based on the A to Z. Look forward to that. We've got a lot to talk about there. Stay safe, everyone. So one more thing, catching up from a couple of episodes ago, JC did a roundup of the Liam news when he released All You're Dreaming Of. So he did the rounds on various interview shows. JC left out one, the most important one, which was his appearance on the One Show. And they posted on Twitter, which I guess they probably normally do with the guests, that was happening that day. And did anyone have any questions? So just a plug for the Oasis podcast Patreon. I think it might have been Dan Best who posted on the Discord chat. So that's a private forum where the Patreons get to chat to each other. So a bit like a traditional forum instead of doing it publicly on Twitter, and we can geek out about various guitar things. And as a laugh, I sort of initially said, oh, let's try and get a question on there. Said it was a bit of a competition who can get their actual question asked quickly. I realized being the One Show that it was going to be a question, something as lame as what's your favorite Christmas song, because we were sort of implying that Liam's released a Christmas song. But to add some flair, and I think a few people thought of that, I think Richard Bowes also thought that, but to tug on the heartstrings, I also said that my question was coming from my son, who's six, my youngest son, who's six, that what's your favorite Christmas song, Liam, from Matthew, age six. And perhaps the reason it happened is because I also emailed, because they said email, so I thought they might get flooded with Twitter. But I did a direct email, and lo and behold, here it is.
We've got a really important question here from Matthew. Now, Matthew is age six, and he would like to know, what is your favourite Christmas song of all time?
It's got to be Slade. I think, but I like them all, man, to be fair. I like, I like all the Wham stuff. I like them, man. I like all of them, like Carey stuff. I like all of them, man. I like the Fairy Tale of New York.
Yeah.
One, but it's got to be Slade, I think.
It's got to be Slade, isn't it, for most of us? And Liam, Matt said...
So not a huge achievement, but the Oasis podcast patrons managing to troll the One Show, I guess, in a way. But they were going to ask that question no matter what, so might as well one of us get the credit for it.
And actually, in some way, the Harvey Boys have interviewed Liam Gallagher through the medium of Alex Jones on the One Show. But maybe that's your first interview for the Oasis podcast in an indirect way. So over to you now, JC. Merry Christmas.
Final bonus feature, tenuous link to Don't Go Away to Slide Away. This funny bit from one of Matt Morgan's podcasts with Noel from back in June. I don't think you mentioned it on the podcast. Obviously, there's loads of stuff you could comment on those podcasts. They're great. But this one, particularly of interest, is Noel's forgotten that they used to shout What For at the end, or at least on that day, he'd forgotten.
Also, they shout What For at the end. What's that about?
What For? I don't know. What, the end of Slide Away?
Yeah.
What for? What for?
What for?
I have no idea what he or she means by that.
Right, now these questions have come from somebody who's clearly...
Have you?
Have I ever shouted what for?
What for?
No, it ends with me saying take me there, isn't it?
Take me there.
I've never shouted what for at the end of it.
Quick plug, my eldest son has started doing some drone covers. He's 13, but he's started putting them on Instagram and Twitter. So it's at Will Harvey Music on both Twitter and Instagram. And he's doing some Oasis, Stone Roses, etc. And we've, thanks to JC, we've got Tony McCarroll and Steve White have all given a thumbs up to the guy. So if you could follow him, that'd be great. Thank you.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at Chumbacasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Brilliant stuff, Ryan. Thank you very much. Yeah, definitely follow at Will Harvey Music, which is Ryan's son. He's absolutely brilliant. Really, really good drummer. I mean, for 13, he's phenomenal, really. So yeah, definitely check that out. Great shout. I've need to catch up on the Matt Morgan podcast. I was caught up a while back, but I know he put out a couple more. How could you not remember? You go, what for? At the end, he did it for years. But anyway, but yeah, some really interesting points there. I never knew. I always knew it was very close to Slide Away. I knew it was the similar chords to Slide Away, but I never spotted the Don't Look Back in Anger thing. The me and you, what's going on, is basically the same F. So I started a revolution from my bed. It's the same. So yeah, but you know, there's nothing wrong if you've got an absolutely brilliant song. Why not reuse bits of it in another brilliant song? No problem with that at all. Right, who else have we got? Let's go over now to another couple of podcasters. This is the guys from Anyone Can Play Guitar, ACPG. I was on there a little while back, and Ben from their podcast was on, did the Oasis podcast as well. So yeah, and those guys are still doing great stuff, all sort of music industry stuff. But anyway, I'll let them tell you about it. So let's cross over to them.
Hello, the Oasis podcast. This is Ben and
James
from the Anyone Can Play Guitar podcast. Thank you, James. Other James, for allowing us to jump into your podcast here. So I believe James, our James, we are talking about we're talking about Don't Go Away. So what do you think about Don't Go Away, James? I have my opinions and views on Don't Go Away and Be Here Now in its entirety.
Well, you know what? It's been that long since I'd sort of revisited both Be Here Now and Don't Go Away. I was when I got it up to re-listen to it, I totally bypassed me that it was even a single. I remember it being a nice, almost break during the album from what was a pretty fast-paced section. That was one of my... I remember really good, powerful vocal coming in at the start as well. I always remember that.
That was, that's right in Liam's wheelhouse of like the Slide Away world. It's got quite a Slide Away-esque-ness to it. Here's a fact for you. Besides the All Around the World reprise, it's the second shortest on the album at 4 minutes 50 seconds. That's ridiculous.
That does not surprise me.
I mean, I love this album. I think this album gets a bad rap. But it's also almost like the lost single on the lost album because so much expectation after What's the Story and Definitely Maybe, I guess.
I think Don't Go Away, it falls into the trap of one of my, I don't know whether it's a gripe per se, but a really elongated outro.
Yes. Which loved an outro on this album.
Oh, gee, did it?
I mean, I feel for them, like I say, that they were trying to create like this third album, which was nearly an impossible feat. But I think it's I think it's a brilliant album. Like, Don't Go Away is that song that kind of...
It's quite a heartfelt song as well.
Yeah, I could see it being really good live, but all the times we've seen them, I don't think I've ever seen them play it live. In fact, I don't think I've seen them play many Beer Now tracks.
Well, no, it's sort of... The whole thing got ditched for a period of time, isn't it? But
yeah.
No, I think that there is quite a genuine element to... In what was a period of time where a lot of Noel's world was changing, I feel like there was a trying to hold on to
diplomatic
at that point, and I think that song reflects a bit of that.
But again, Noel, I'm glad you sorted out your outros. I'll say it again. I went for a run on this album not so long ago, and did a 10K, and I didn't even make it to All Around the World, and I'd finished a 10K. And I'm not, I'm not slow.
You're not more far.
I'm not Mo Farah, but I'm not slow either, but still. So yeah, James, that's my feelings on Don't Go Away. The lost track in the lost album, the lost single in the lost album for me. The album was so much expectations, but still, it was the biggest selling album, first week release.
Until
Adele beat it. And the only reason she beat it, I believe, is because she had a full week. And they released this on a Thursday. So, like, they didn't, I think it might have been midnight on a Thursday. So they had, like, hardly any time to shift whatever millions they sold in 1 week. Pretty impressive. So it's kind of like a product of all of that. This kind of typifies the end of that era for me. So much expectation, so much excess, so much, like, let's do better than what's the story, which was never going to happen. They were always up against it, I believe. So, I mean... I don't feel for them that much. They're still it's still a great album. They're still multi-millionaires and have massive tours on the back of it. So I can't feel too disheartened for them.
So before we go away, Ben, very quickly, anyone listening is a musician in a band, starting up, want to hear from other industry experts, or is just a music fan in general, our show, anyone can go wherever you get your podcasts from, or go to our website, which is acpgmusic.com. Loads of interviews with big name artists, industry execs, you know, people in the know, to try and give a bit of an inside scoop on how the music business works. Love to hear from you.
If you listen to this podcast, you might want to start with a great chat with Brian Garcia, who you may have heard from before, but also there's a great chat with Rick Winter of Shed 7, Mark Morris from the Blue Tones. Loads of great chats with loads of great guests, as James said, taking a little look behind the curtain of the music industry. So hope to hear from you soon. And back to your show, James.
Take care.
So thank you very much, Ben and James. Once again, another great podcast for you guys to check out. A couple of points. It was a single, but not in the UK. So Don't Go Away was a single in Japan. It got to number 48 in Japan. And it was a promo single in the United States, Canada, Japan and Europe. So you couldn't physically buy a CD. The promo CD is out there that you can get hold of, just the one that was sent out to record stations. But yeah, just based on the airplay, it got to number 35 on the US Billboard Hot 100 Airplay chart and number 15 on the Canadian RPM Top Singles chart in 1997. Just to comment on the outro thing, I mean, yeah, it is a long outro, but I love the outro, like I've talked about. You know, like I knew I was going to love it. And then when I did finally hear it, I loved it. And I do really like the outro. I don't skip it. It's just a gorgeous way to end the song. And they mentioned there about, you know, it's sort of a nice sort of quieter moment on that album. Yeah, it basically comes between Fading Out and Be Here Now. And then you get onto All Around the World. It's getting Batman and the Reprise. So, yeah, it's a pretty full-on kind of second half, really. Fading Out starts off quiet, but it really ramps up at the end. And then Be Here Now is obviously that chugging kind of status quo sort of sound. So it's a really nice placing for it there, number eight. I didn't know that. I'd never put that together, really. But and just to clarify, 4 minutes 48, yeah, it's... not including All Around the World Reprise, which is 2 minutes 10. There's also, I Hope I Think I Know, is 4 minutes 23. But yeah, that's pretty crazy, isn't it? That 4 minutes 48 is like, you know, one of the shorter songs on the album. It's getting better, man. 7 minutes. Crazy. All right, last one, and then we'll go to your Twitter comments and the vote and that sort of stuff. Finally, then, here's a little review from Justin Hobbs.
Hi, James. Justin underscore Hobbs here. Don't Go Away. For me, it's a brilliant ballad of a song, perfectly nestled on the album between that kind of cowboy bluesy sound of Fade In and Out and then the no bullshit Whistling Bells gutsy Be Here Now. One of a few Oasis songs which gives lyrically quite a bit of emotion, especially the line, need more time to make things right, standing out. Strong song, lyrically brilliant, solid four for me. Keep up the good work, pal.
Brilliant stuff. Thank you, Justin. Much appreciated. Yeah, he talks about lyrics there. Let's have a proper look at lyrics, shall we? So, cold and frosty morning, there's not a lot to say about the things caught in my mind. And as the day was dawning, my plane flew away with all the things caught in my mind. There's a couple of theories about it, that it's either Nolan, Liam's mum, Peggy, was hospitalised with a cancer scare while they were touring the USA, or there's another rumour that's been discussed that it was an idea from Boned, whose mum Delia was dying of cancer at the time, and the Be Here Now booklet states this record is dedicated to the eternal memory of Delia Arthurs. So possibly something to say about that. Or, you know, it could just be feeling lonely out on the road, talk about the cold and frosty morning. That is very similar to the first line of the Kinks' Dead End Street. And once again here, we're talking about wanting to say something or wanting to feel this, wanting to explain how you feel, but not being able to. That's what we've had a lot. It's come up so many times, and it's a really powerful thing to be able to put into a song. Not a lot to say about the things caught in my mind. And then later on in the second verse, you get down my situation and the games I have to play with all the things caught in my mind. Down my education, I can't find the words to say with all the things caught in my mind, which is fantastic. You know, that's such a great line. Down my education, I can't find the words to say with all the things caught in my mind. And then, as I say, the chorus, just pinch from the real people, which is really, really harsh. Don't go away, say what you say, say that you'll stay forever and a day. I mean, come on, that is, it's just literally the same. I know the melody's not there, but come on, Noel. That deserved a big, big credit to the real people. In the time of my life, because I need more time, yes, I need more time just to make things right. I think that's a really lovely sentiment as well, the way he's pleading, I need more time, and to repeat, I need more time. Yes, I need more time. It's there's real emotion in that, especially the way that Liam sings it. I think Noel sings it really well as well, when especially those acoustic performances. You know, he's a bit more nuanced in the way he delivers it, whereas Liam just wrenches out the emotion. Absolutely love it. And then you've got that middle eight, me and you, what's going on? All we seem to know is how to show the feelings that are wrong. I think that could be about the brothers. Come on. All we seem to know is how to show the feelings that are wrong. But yeah, or generally relationships. So yeah, I think these are brilliant lyrics. I think that they're some of Noel's best. I think that it doesn't have to be poetry. It doesn't have to be kind of allusions to Elizabeth Browning or something, but it just needs to say something to you and it needs to touch you. And especially if it ties in with the way it's delivered, it just works so well. And that's exactly what's happening here. So yeah, fantastic. Absolutely love it. Me and you, what's going on? All we seem to know is how to show. Now, there is good stuff to be found online for the likes of Don't Go Away. Now, I don't think it's been used for a video game as such, so you haven't got all of the perfect isolations like you can get for the ones that have been used for like Rock Band and the like. But clever people can always take these things apart and remix them and do very cool stuff on YouTube. I've recently been in touch with a young guy called Corey Stannard, who's absolutely brilliant at this sort of stuff. Do make sure you give his channel a follow. And yeah, and he actually was the first person I spotted that had done an isolated vocal video for All You're Dreaming Of. So yeah, I got in touch with him and asked him, you know, he did such a good job breaking that down. Could you do the same for Don't Go Away? So yeah, well done, Corey. And let's first hear a little bit of the isolated vocal.
Cold and frosty morning, there's not a lot to say about the things caught in my mind. And as the day was dawning, my plane flew away with all the things caught in my mind.
Just great, isn't it? It's just great to hear Liam's vocal just so crystal clear like that. Absolutely fantastic. Just also to give you a little taster of, here is the bass. How about a little bit of isolated drums? Brilliant work. Thank you, Corey. That's fantastic. Okay, so what did you guys have to say about it? We voted, as always. There was over 300 votes. 5 got 51%, and then 4 got 35%, 3 11%, 2 3%. Who the hell is voting 2 for Don't Go Away? Yeah, great. I'd definitely be choosing 5 here. It's in my top 5 Oasis songs. Absolutely love it. Gaz Thompson says, unreal song, just unreal, even brings Liam to tears. The Harvey Boys, it's Be Here Now, so for me it's awesome anyway, but the pace, melody and lyrics just make it otherworldly and very poignant, stroke spine tingling if you're in that kind of mood. The live Letterman and G-Mex versions only make it better too. Doesn't always spring to mind as top, so a 4. And then SJB at SJB79_80 said, agreed, that Letterman version is, and then he did a like the okay fingers emoji. Can't really describe it on the podcast. Richard Bowes, comparative quiet and tenderness compared to the tracks that surround it, and all the better for it. Wonderful vocals, revealing lyrics, and a coda that breaks your heart for the second time after that middle 8. My Finest Hour 123 says, should have got a 4 for stealing the Griffiths, but what the hell, the performance and arrangement elevates it. Andy Middleton, the 1-2 of Fading Out and Don't Go Away is irresistible, as is the entire album. Wistful, humorous and full of self-referential Noel solos, an absolute gem in a treasure chest of an album. Britpop Revival Show, simply one of their best. Played it on last week's show just because Alan McGee said it was a high point to Be Here Now. I don't know if anyone else mentions it, but I know Paul Weller absolutely loved it. I think he chose it as his favourite song of 1997. Dan Best said, cold and frosty morning, there's not a lot to say about the things caught in my mind. That's factually the lyrics, and it probably was that on that day because it's the 6th of December. Ali Stewart said, one of the tracks that makes Be Here Now my favourite Oasis album, gave it a 5 because it stands out from the madness of the rest of that record. Brilliantly delivered vocal and one of the band's most heartfelt moments. Sean Byrne, who is at OL Lead, it's a 5 for me, to bollocks to hold on, to, I think it's supposed to say, to bollocks to explain. Long live the Gallaghers and Oasis. Clarkey says a 5 simply for the middle 8. 2 lines but so much emotion. Sign of a great song. Can be played as a full band or strumming on your couch. Beautiful. Dennis Zylstra said a much needed thing of beauty between a whirlwind of guitars that is Be Here Now. cheesy lyrics prevent me from giving it 5 out of 5. What? Outrageous. Chris, who is at Chris Bristol 10, said 4. Quality vocal from Liam and best song on the album. The Years said visited Shanghai once. It's difficult to explain quite how big this song is out there. It's the Oasis song. That is interesting. I didn't know that. There you go, apparently. That guy said 280 characters simply isn't enough to describe how great this tune is. Brought a tear to my eye the first time I heard it. Simply beautiful. Philly Mess says, I just heard it. I first heard it in HMV, possibly the day the album came out, and I thought, oh, it's just Slide Away again. I know people at the time who loved it, and my appreciation of the heartfelt vocals has increased over the years. The Letterman performance is great. Flemo says, possibly Noel's most emotional lyric, especially the bridge, a classic that works either played by the full band or just a busker on the street. BOADC, who is at Swimmer PG, 5, unreal vocals. Mark Jr., who said, spent a solid 2+ minutes going back and forth between 4 or 5, and finally, albeit reluctantly, gave it a 4. Well, that's dedication. Well done, Mark. My thinking being, yeah, it's an absolute classic, but to give it a 5 would put it in the category of Live Forever, Rock and Roll Star, Masterplan, and it's not on that level. Well, I think it is. Martin O. Mochain or Mochain, not sure how it's pronounced, sorry Martin. It's the mellow from the cacophony of noise that is Be Here Now, a nice little chill out moment that fits nicely in the middle of the album. Danny Ravenhill, it's an all day 4 for me, plenty better and plenty worse. Damn My Situation, Damn My Education jump out lyrically, sits perfectly on the album just before the energy of Be Here Now. Dave Strang says, don't care if it's partially nicked from the real people, I bloody love it, 5. James Layton, wish Liam was singing an acoustic version of this. Yeah, very good point, actually. When Ryan was going through and saying, like, about the different versions, in my head, I thought he had done an acoustic version, or he'd done it on a new tour, but no, I had a look in it. It doesn't look like he has. The Andersons, finally, it's a 5 with a bullet. Gorgeous melodies, one of Liam's greatest vocals, and the acoustic outro is a perfect nightcap. Yeah, absolutely. I love that so much. Just picking up on a couple of those bits. I don't mind the fact it sounds like Slide Away. I think the guitar work at the start is very close. And you think, oh, come on, that's probably a bit too much. But like someone said there, it's self-referential. It's almost like I'm kind of doing it on purpose just to wind you up now.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.
It might just be that, you know, he's forgotten that Slide Away does exactly the same thing, but it is very close. But you don't mind that, you know, it's fine. It is what it is. Like we were saying about song structure, which we talk about quite a lot here, you know, what you've got here is just, this is how you build a song. Lovely little intro, and then that cold and frosty morning section, just sets out the song. Okay, so that sets the scene. This is where we are. And then you get that "And I Want to Be There" section, which is a different piece of melody, which is that building up to, okay, well, what's going to happen next? And then the "Don't Go Away," bang, it just hits you. That huge chorus, absolutely gorgeous. It's just, that's how you build a song. That's what you do. And then that would be enough. But then we get that bridge, "You and Me, What's Going On?" Yes, as we said, it is exactly the same as "Don't Look Back in Anger," but no problem with that at all. And then we get the repeated chorus at the end and all the guitars and all the shimmering coda. It's just magic. It's a piece of majesty. It's right up there with some of the best love songs of all time. I really do think that. So the only other question, I suppose, is it right where it was on the album? As we said earlier, yes, I think it was. Should it have been a proper single in the UK? Yeah, could have been, I think. I don't think it would have been a major thing if it was. I think Stand By Me had only got to number two, held off by Candle in the Wind. So if this had been released, then would it have gone, you know, done well in the charts? I mean, All Around the World had got to number one. Don't know. Don't know if it would have, how it would have done in the charts, really. Well, I suppose it would have depended on what else was coming out that week. But did they have the B-sides? Did they have another sort of two or three B-sides to go out with it at that time? I don't know. I think because they were at the kind of the end of the song cycle then, so before they went and had that big break and all the big changes and stuff. So, yes. So I suppose it's weirdly, I think of All Around the World as kind of like the end of that period, especially because it was like Brian Cannon's last cover, single cover. I know he did the Master Plan as well, but it kind of, All Around the World sort of feels like the right end to that era, because it's the last track. Well, with the reprise being the last track, it's sort of like the end of the album. And then it's, yeah, and being the last single going to number one before then they came back as like Mark II. It feels about right. All right, so that will do it for Don't Go Away. As I said earlier, if you want to get in touch and let me know what you think about the song, then do feel free. Email it over, oasispod@gmail.com. And as long as it's decent, we'll check it in there. No problem at all. And that will also do us for this episode. Thank you very much for listening to the Oasis podcast. And once again, and as always, thanks go to our patrons. You put your money where your mouth is, and it's greatly appreciated. You can become a patron at patreon.com/oasispod, which is where we post additional episodes, and it also gives you the ability to come and join the Discord as well. And the Discord's really, really cool, really good group of people. Like we said with Ryan Harvey, was saying earlier, you know, when something like that's happening, like the Noel new song coming out, or when All You're Dreaming Of was coming out and stuff, yeah, really, really good interaction and chat with those guys. So yeah, definitely come on board to join the Discord. Do follow on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. It's Oasis Podcast or Oasis Pod on Instagram. If you can give me a follow on YouTube, I'd really appreciate that. I'm just going to try a few different things out this year as we go into this additional lockdown. I'm just going to try and do a little couple of extra bits and pieces. I put out a little video unboxing the other day on the YouTube channel. And I might sort of look to do some more bits and pieces like that, just talking about other stuff that I'm interested in, whether it be sport or TV or films or that sort of stuff. So look, I'd appreciate that. If you like hearing me chat about Oasis and music, and you want to hear me chat about other stuff, then yeah, make sure you go and give us a follow over on YouTube, and there will be more interesting stuff coming very soon. That is, just follow, search Oasis Podcast on YouTube, you'll find us. All right, that will do it. As ever, stay in touch, stay engaged, and stay young.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At
Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.